This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Come on,
showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Full cast of characters here today. Spectrum News 1 tonight. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, 7 and 11 tonight. I know it's normally football. Is it going to be football again tonight?
Yeah, all football.
All football.
Leading with Jaire Alexander.
Have to. Yeah, have to.
And then we're going to do the schedule.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't had that since yet. Yeah. Ooh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. Do you guys make predictions on the schedule show usually?
We try not to, but inevitably that it'll probably happen.
Nice.
And then I'll get called in copper for not giving them a number or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Because you don't like predictions.
No, it's 12, 13 games. What would, you know?
Yeah, based on LaFleur, that's what you figure it's going to be every year.
Yeah.
No reason to change now, unless the offense goes in the tank.
And so we're here with everybody got to say tomorrow. Everybody's on board tomorrow. What's going on?
What was the most frustrating thing from yesterday's Bucks loss? Yesterday's Bucks loss. The Packer coaches talk tomorrow, so we'll see what they all have to say. I may play some of that back for you. Also, Jim Paschke, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer, joins us here in about 1.5 hour. Let's get back to some more of your calls. Walleye Tom in Minocqua, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Walleye Tom?
Well, all right, you need to come up. Well, walleyes are biting like crazy. Pad fry with a little blackened, and you'll be just happy, right?
Wait, with the what now? Pat five. What?
Pan fried.
Pan fried. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pan fried with the blackened seasoning on top, and you're in heaven.
Oh. It sounds good to me.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go back to this game. I've been a Bucks fan since the beginning. And, Sparky, just to let you know, I was a Bradford Red Devil. How's that?
I'm sorry. Ooh. Sorry to hear that.
You went
to the wrong school. It's okay, though, that you're a North Sider.
No, not at all, because when they built Prepper, I was the first graduating class from there. How's that?
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Have you been back to Bradford in a while? Because they've done a lot of stuff for the athletics department down there. A lot.
Yeah, but I was at the old building, and then when they built Trepper, I was there, and I grew up with the first graduating class. So.
Yeah, my mom and dad went to Mary D. Bradford as well.
Bradford was the oldest one.
Bradford was the original, and then they split off of Bradford. Oh, yeah, my mom and dad both went to Bradford.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get back to this game. Like I said, since the beginning, Bucks fan, looking through rose-colored glasses like most fans do.
Right.
From the beginning, okay, I'm looking at what we had on the floor. We're talking about the team. The Celtics had the better team. I don't care about the coaching. I mean, he tried different combinations, but they had the better team. Except for a couple of squeaker games where it was very iffy, we had the best player. They had the best team. I mean, our best player, I've never seen a big guy like this, okay? The big guy is a guard. He's a setter. He's a forward. He's so tired by the end of the game, I feel sorry for the guy. So the thing about this is Middleton. We get back Middleton, we'll be fine. But the fact of the matter is, I knew this going in there, that this was going to be a real tough series, and we really had to have our bench and our players play up to par. We did that maybe once. So let's let it be. Thank you for the time.
I like that call.
Let it be.
And here's the thing I'll say about this, right?
Who sang that song, Leroy, Let It Be? Anybody know? Let It Be?
Your boy and them on the group.
The boy and
Paul McCartney, I think.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. What was his name? Was that the Bee Gees?
No, man.
Everly Brothers. Let it be me. Let It Be Me is the Everly Brothers.
Let it be. From London, ain't it? Some cat's name?
Yeah, Paul McCartney and the guys.
Beatles?
Yeah, Beatles.
Let It Be. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, this is what I'm saying while Steve looking at us, Steve.
John Denver, I see 1971.
No,
that's a lot of remakes.
Go ahead, Leroy.
There's Beatles, yeah.
Bud ain't looking for no pass. He want the smoke. That's why he's my favorite coach.
He got paid.
No, forget about the pay part. All of them get paid, Steve. Everybody get paid but us.
Yeah, but he got the extension like he deserved.
Well, no. It ain't about
the
money.
We all want him to get the extension.
No, y'all didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm not going to maybe no, you did.
I said you got to give him an extension because he won.
Okay, maybe you did. But Bucks fans did not want Bud back. They did not. And when they get, and I kept telling y'all he going to get an extension, y'all didn't believe me. But forget about the money part, because they all get paid money, okay? He don't want no pass. That's why he's my favorite coach. He ain't looking for a way out. No, because he want to win just as bad as you do, fan. He wants to win, too. You think he want to do this? As a matter of fact, he's so good about it, he'll listen to all the constructive criticism. Do you ever see him fold his arms? Him and Council act the same way whether they win or lose.
Pretty much.
To make Bud be excited on the stage. He didn't want to do it, man. I don't
make
go
him
out
be.
There, man.
They did.
He's the same guy. So he's not looking for a way out, for a pass. So don't give him one. Give him all the smoke to make you feel better. Moreover, semicolon, if it makes you feel good this summer, going into the summer leagues and the draft and the combine, to say that Carter was the reason why they lost, have at it. It's just going to give you heartburn.
Well, they're going to believe it, though.
Because people are going to say, who?
They believe that, though.
No, I disagree with that, Gary.
People
I don't think
that.
They
yeah, do.
I'm going to just tell you what one of my four therapists told me. People don't actually believe some of the stuff they say, tweet, or say, or Facebook. They don't actually believe it. They're just looking for a reaction.
Okay.
I want to be the smartest guy in the room. Now, Jimmy, coach, he puts work. That's his job. So I value his opinion. But if you don't like Bud, where can I find a soft spot? I want to see him do this, 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 and this. Okay, when he did this, 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 and this, you still wasn't happy. So are you getting him a fair shake? Or are you waiting for these calls, waiting for them to lose, to come out? I'm going to keep the Carter as an ace in the hole in my pocket. And when they lose, I almost had it in game such. I got to wait. Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Man played 2 minutes. And you arguing about him taking George Hill's minute? He only played 11 minutes. Now, if you said let him play for Grayson Allen or for Connaughton, okay, I'll listen to that. But that's not what y'all saying him. And Georgia, the low-hanging fruit. Well, you're not saying they're 4-for-33.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, everybody wanted Grayson Allen off the floor as well. They just don't have the backup shooting
guard. They got to have somebody out there. They got the team.
Did they want him off the court
when he played Chicago? They was no. Hey, man, hey.
No, but I'm just saying, in fairness, they weren't just asking for George Hill off the court. They all wanted Grayson Allen off the court and out of the arena.
But it seemed like, to me, they're attaching George Hill.
Because Carter plays point and not two. That's the only reason.
Well, so does Holiday. So,
Holiday's point too, yeah.
You want to take Holiday off?
No, they're arguing about backup minutes. Like you said, low-hanging fruit, whatever you want to call it. But
that's what it is.
They had a backup two-guard, then that would be one
thing. Talking about 11 minutes.
Let's go to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
Hey, good afternoon. And that would be Damian Lillard, the backup point guard, or two-guard, that we really need. But anyways.
You know where that came from, don't you? Hold on a second. Hold on, Mike. Do you guys know what he's talking about? Damian Lillard was asked who he'd want to try to go win a championship or whatever the case may be, that one player he'd want to play with, and he said Giannis on Twitter. And as soon as that happened over the weekend, Bucks fans went nuts. Trade everybody on the roster. Do what you got to do. Put Lillard with Giannis and let's go.
No, you can't even do that.
That's immediately.
It makes you still got to have Middleton.
I would trade some things, but I don't want any of our core players going to get him.
No.
But I'm with Leroy. You know, what I take away from this game is the guys didn't make their shots. We're solely missing Chris Middleton because he's always a confidence shooter. And the guys were just lacking confidence in their shot. Grayson, you could see him. He just wasn't confident when he was stroking the ball. You could see it coming off his hands, and they were tentative. They weren't taking the threes like they usually do. And I don't think that's Bud's fault. You know, everybody's going to, you know, they always, you know, we call Monday morning quarterbacking for football, but I don't know what we could call it, you know, second-guessing the coach's moves. We've never come up with a term. You know, I can't come up with one, but you can't do that because Bud's an NBA Finals champion. You know, he's a good coach. We all wanted him here, and he's here, and we don't need him to go anywhere.
To clarify, I don't know if everybody wanted Bud. Everybody wanted Kidd gone, and they didn't care who really came after Kidd. They just didn't want Jason Kidd here anymore. Then what Bud was hired and told everybody that, hey, we're going to shoot a bunch of threes like the rest of the NBA, that's when everybody got on board with Bud immediately because Kidd's teams didn't shoot threes.
I like Jason Kidd. I knew Jason Kidd was a young coach, and I wouldn't have minded him having, you know, get a little bit more leeway because look what he's doing at Dallas now.
Yeah.
So I knew he was young, and that was his first head coaching job. But
he hurt people's feelings. He hurt people's feelings when he was here, so that didn't work out.
Sure, no, sure.
But, yeah, thanks for the call.
But Jason Kidd is a better coach now than he was when he first got here.
Thanks.
1,000%
accurate. And that's a lot like to me, I equate to being a parent. You're probably a better parent now than you were with your first child. You just don't know what you don't know.
Correct.
Preaching.
Right.
And then you learn along the way the mistakes that you made.
Absolutely.
And you get better.
That's why grandparents are amazing.
So what does that then say when a coach isn't good the first time, isn't good the second time, isn't good the third time, isn't good the fourth time? What does that say?
Well, some of this, this is going to fall on.
I don't have anybody in mind, but I know there are a lot of retread coaches in sports.
What I'm going to tell you who's going to fall on right now. Who's the head coach in Tampa right now?
Todd Bowles.
Bowles. He was the head coach where in the Jets?
Jets.
Sometimes it's the team that you go to that's not very good. The Jets didn't have a very good team.
Right, but that's when guys have to take their first jobs or with not-so-good teams.
Now he's with Tampa, much better team.
Yep.
With Brady.
Let's see what he does now to have that judge of him of the kind of coach that he is.
No, I agree, because most of those coaches don't get superstars.
Sometimes they don't. You don't get a superstar, no matter what kind of coach
you are. They get a drafted superstar.
Right.
Because they go number one or two because they're terrible. Mm-hmm. He stays up for 3 years. And he gets fired.
He
the next guy come in with that superstar and goes and wins.
I.e., the guy in Golden State.
Who, Mike Brown?
Steve Kerr.
No, Kerr.
Oh, replaces Kerr. Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson.
Yeah, Mark
and
Jackson.
And then now Steve Kerr is the guy.
Absolutely.
Let's go to...
Oh, they talking about your guy going to the Lakers, Leroy. Doc Rivers going to the Lakers.
He got a job.
What are you talking about?
Doc Rivers.
He got
going
a job. Nowhere.
To the Lakers.
They already said he's staying in Philly.
That's they say it's a smokescreen.
Oh, stop.
Who's they?
The powers that be, because they don't want... They really want him gone, but they want the Lakers to give up something...
To trade for him.
To get Doc in L.A.
We don't want Doc.
So it's a smokescreen that they're saying they're keeping Doc when they really don't want Doc.
I don't think y'all should do that, Leroy.
I don't know where you get that from.
It's your team, though.
Power to be
Corey in Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What's up, Corey?
Put your phone down.
Spark, actually, I'm in Phoenix. I talked to you last year doing a series. Gary, Mr. Yo. Hall of Famer, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
My brother.
Hey, Leroy, thank you so much for signing my my wristbands, man. Back in probably about 10 years ago, at Dave and Buster's up there. They had just opened, and you signed them for me, man. I appreciate that.
That's when we were doing our show from up there, Leroy.
Yeah, postgame. Yeah. Gary LeRoy had a great postgame show after Packers. Man, it was really good.
Somebody ruined
that. Yes, it was so good. I still got the shirt. Remember that old bitch shirt y'all got?
Yeah.
That's right.
I still got the shirt. You signed it, too. Gary, Leroy, Sparky, all y'all.
That's awesome.
Appreciate that.
Hey, gentlemen, Leroy, I'm going to agree with you, man. And I called Bart this morning and told him, this ain't about coaching. It's about the guys on the floor got to make the shots.
But the Jimmys and the Joes, man. The Jimmys and the Joes.
Man, if you don't make shots, just think about count up all those shots that them guys made. They would have beat Boston, man. You got to make the shots, baby. You got to make the shots.
Wide open, too. I mean, not contested. Wide open.
Agreed. Wide open threes. I mean, and the caller before me hit it on. Yeah. There was no confidence in those strokes. I'm going to use his word.
None at all.
There was no confidence. And I'm like, my brother told me, he said, man, Bobby the Mav, I'm taking the buckets off his name, baby. I got to take it off of him. There was no buckets last night, Bob.
No. What you doing? You in Phoenix? You in Phoenix right now?
Yes, sir.
What you doing in Phoenix?
I moved out here for a job, man.
Very nice.
Love it.
Yes, I did. Our goal is to be here in the wintertime and be at home in the summertime.
Facts.
There it is.
Oh, facts.
Love it.
Thanks for calling in, my brother.
Take care, Corey.
You guys take care. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you.
You betcha. Right. Be good. Love there he is. Corey in Phoenix checking in. You can as well, talking about that Bucks game from yesterday, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Let's see, where are we going next? Let's go to a break. That's what we should do. Let's go to a break. Get back to more of your calls. Mike in St. Francis. Doug in Luxembourg still to come. Jim Paschke, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer, joins us coming up here in about 15 minutes on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Can't get much for $5 these days. Y'all pumped gas lately? It was like $71 to fill up my tank the other day.
Hey, man. I'm not going to complain about that because it's not got to where now if you can afford it while you're saying it, because there's a lot of people who can't afford it. Now, they don't want to should be crying. Y'all rich folks out there complaining about gas. Not you, Steve. I'm just saying other people out there. Y'all need to stop.
You just realize that you're not going where you know normally you would go because you want to drive as far.
Well, you still go where you go.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't complain about
it. It was my mom's birthday yesterday. We did not go.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Go where?
Love you.
So go see my mom.
Because why?
I'm going. Gas, man.
Oh, man, it don't stop
gas,
you from going to see your mama.
Gas,
no,
man.
It don't.
Gas?
No.
We didn't go.
Some people didn't go see their mom when gas was $2.
Well, that's besides the point. So she's going to come see
us. She
worth
every penny.
This Saturday.
Because of gas.
Gas.
Well, you need to give your mama gas money if it's her birthday.
It was. Facts. It won't be on Saturday.
Well, it
was on
you
Sunday.
Need to give your mama gas.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know. Hey, you can't get much for $5 these days. No, she told us not to come because of gas prices.
What?
That's why we didn't go. She told us. She's like, don't come out here. Gas too expensive.
It shouldn't even be discussed.
I'll just come see you next Saturday. So we
just go.
Yeah, so we didn't go.
So just go. Mom is worth it.
My brother lives out in Elkhorn by her, so they had her over by his house for her birthday yesterday.
My mom, if gas was $12, I'll still go see my mom.
Well, they live within 5 minutes of each other, so she just went over by his house.
Steve, think about all the driving you driving for Logan all over the place.
I know. We were in Burlington on Saturday.
Thank you.
And that's what I told her. She goes, I don't want you coming all the way back out here on Sunday for my birthday.
You need to get in the car going on
just
over there, man.
So we didn't go. Hey, can't get much for $5 these days unless we're talking Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything you've ever wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $5. Now, that's value without compromise.
Hey,
so, yeah.
There's two things I pay a lot of gas for. Go see my mom and my girlfriend when I was in college, cuz.
Yes, you did.
Because her mom was never home.
You like that.
So the Wendy's,
guaranteed.
The Wendy's Biggie Bag.
And then on the way out, you get you a Biggie Bag and leave it at the front door. Right.
Yeah, we're going to split it, too. Can I spend all the money on the gas?
Wendy's Biggie Bag is just $5. Still, for real, for five, really, just five.
Put that double stack down, that's mine, girl.
Get
come on.
Your Biggie Bag today. U.S. Nuggets. Price and participation may vary. Well, let's go to Mike in St. Francis.
Hey,
you're next
Mike.
On the Wendy's
up,
Big
Mike?
Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys, and thank you for being here. Just hearing those smooth, soothing, dulcet tones of the Ellerson voice, that brings me right back. That's my therapy. Brings me right back.
Well, thank you.
But
man.
I gotta say, it's all fundamental. We can point fingers at players and who's doing what, what's what. Why do guys start missing shots? GE, when you were teaching Brock or Jared how to shoot free throws, what did you teach them? Shoot with your legs. These guys are missing shots. Not because they're bad shots. Their legs are bad. They're tired.
You're right.
And last week we called, talked about rebounds. How many times, now you got the numbers there somewhere. How many times did Boston shoot and get a reset? There'd be $3 underneath the hoop. One of the Celtics would grab a rebound, toss it, kick it out to the corner, three. Boom. Over. And oh, it was going nuts. But they're just tired, you know? Vince Lombardi said, fatigue makes cowards of all of us, right?
Yeah, one time you said that.
So they're just beat. And that's load management, and it's just somehow all those guys are playing way more minutes than they did all year. When you talk about Grayson Allen or Connaughton, they're really good shooters coming off the bench fresh, but they can't go all of those minutes. Their legs are bent. Now we're not hitting anything. And that's where it is.
Yeah, because thanks for phone. That was a great point. That's a platinum call. Because when they don't play, they yell at Bud, you're not playing the guys enough.
Right.
Now you're playing these two stars, Holiday and Yanz, in the 40s.
Right.
And Yanz is spent.
Yeah.
And he's right about when you're shooting with your legs and stuff. Mm. But he's also right about the rebounding. Let's go to the kid, Grant, where you missed 11 threes, right? Did you get those rebounds? They didn't get them. Mm-mm. If you get the rebounds, okay, and go down and score, the analytics will tell you you can gain on a team if you're up 16 or if you're down 6, that's how you come back. But they didn't do that. They will go down, turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. The guy miss a wide open three. They'll get the rebound, lay it up, so they had two chances at it. You come down, miss, they got your 2-1. Now the analytics department say, listen, I get it, but y'all got to make shots. Look at what they're doing and look at what we're doing. Just look at the percentages.
Mm-hmm.
4 for 33. I don't know how anybody can get around that. I'm telling you, if you make shots, they were either going to beat Boston or they would have been closer in the game.
Right.
All right, let's go to Doug in Luxembourg.
What's up, Doug?
You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. What's up?
Yeah, I got 3 points. I hit the song like a broken record.
No, come on in.
The most frustrating part was just watching how bad the Bucks struggled to make shots and how easy Boston made it look. I think it's just athletic ability overall. You know, like the last caller said, those guys, they weren't expecting to play that type of minutes, but, you know, Boston just jumped over us. You see those guys take their 3-point shots, they're 2.5 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. We're basically standing flat-footed. You know, it's athletic ability. Next point, it's a little critique on Bud. I think he could have had a little confidence and a few more players off the bench. I mean, everybody's struggling shooting. You got to try and find somebody that's hot. I think Wara or Carter or Ibaka could have seen a few minutes somewhere here or there in that series. You never know. Somebody come off the bench and get hot and do a Vinny Johnson microwave, you might swing the game, you know?
You
got to try something like that as a coach. You can't just let it go.
But that's the thing here. Jordan Wara was never playing. Jordan Wara could have been the last guy on that bench. No. He wasn't going to play him because Jordan Wara isn't reliable in what he's supposed to be doing and where he's supposed to be doing it. Thanks for the call.
But Jordan Wara let it go, though, Steve.
Yeah, he don't pass. Yeah, I agree. He'll let it go.
He let it fly,
but I'm
man.
Just
he's
saying, on that other side of the floor, that's where the issues lie. Or even on the offensive side of the floor, that's where the – so, again, he's not going to play a guy that he don't trust. That's why George Hill played, because he's known like George for 100 years.
Sounds like y'all got a problem with that.
Well, my thing was the kid Pritchard came in and scored 14 points for them. Okay, he normally plays.
He's been ice cold the
kid,
whole series for them.
White played 18 minutes for Boston. It was 1 for 10, 1 for 6.
Yeah.
But combined to 17 points. Your guys didn't even combine for
nothing.
That.
They didn't get double figures combined.
So you have to look at this and say, okay, even if you don't like Bud, fine. Okay, but sometimes if you don't like the restaurant, if your friends convince you to at least go, you say, you know, I like something on the menu, right?
Right.
You can pick whatever you want when you give them their 5, 4, 3, 2 stars, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, your friends pay for it. You got a free meal.
Right.
You got a wide open shot. Eat the meal. In the NBA, I get it. 40% is kind of that, okay, you can live with it. But 4-for-33, who are you going to beat shooting that?
Nobody. Nobody. Doesn't matter if it's a playoffs or regular
and
season.
Somebody, and somebody, and then if you look at all the layups, too,
that they were missed, yes.
And then Giannis don't normally, some of these, what y'all call them when they in that close?
No-footers.
Bunnies or something?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, them I too. Like the no-footers. I like that. I like that better. That's when I say things are not going well. He called his timeouts. He did everything. But I'm going to tell you something. Boston was so on point. The way they say the crowd's a big deal. I get that. We had our crowd down here for game 6. Mm-hmm. The Bucks had a nice crowd down there. Yeah. So I'm thinking it don't really matter if you got home field or not because the Packers had home field the last 2 times.
Let's not talk about the
Packers. And we went home.
He's okay. Leroy Butler, Gary Eller, Cincy, Sparky Viper, Wendy Lane.
In the weather we want it.
Preach, brother.
With the warm weather
preach,
team.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Jim Paschke, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer, next on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Gary will tell us about his alma mater at Wisconsin.
Steve, my good friends over at Wisconsin, my alma mater, you're absolutely right, not yours.
This got me.
Guys, someday you'll get your bachelor's degree. Someday you're advancing your career. Your someday is now. With UW-Madison Online, you can find a path for a brighter future through a fully online program. They'll be there to help you every step of the way. Let your someday start today. Learn more at online.wisc.edu.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler right now at Wendy's. Satisfy your craving for sweet and heat with the new Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now. Try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Joining us now, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer. Follow him on Twitter at Paschketball. He is Jim Paschke. Jim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Sparky. Gary, Leroy, good to be with you guys again. What is the mood today?
People are angry.
Tell him, man, about Carter, man.
People are angry. So
yeah, tell him about Carter.
Okay, so there's several angles to this. I'm sure you've seen a lot of it on Twitter. So one of the first gripes with a majority of Bucks fans is that Bud never gave Javon Carter a chance to play for George Hill, who by most fans' accounts, wasn't doing a whole bunch for this team. And they thought Carter could have played maybe better defense than Hill, maybe hit an occasional 3 like he showed in the regular season. That was the first sticking point with fans that we're finding out today and have saw on social media since the game ended yesterday. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I noticed that as well. Maybe it's something that we don't know about. As we saw last year in the Brooklyn series, Coach Budenholzer didn't use Bobby Portis, and he brought him back later, and it worked out just fine. So we might have to wait and see what we can learn about that. I'm not sure, but, I noticed it as well. And I wondered if Carter could have, taken some minutes there, but coach's decision, right?
Yeah, it is, and I'm not really hung up on that, Jim. Gary Ellison, by the way, I think for me, defensively, you look how well they played and how I would say Boston – exploited them, the Bucks, in that, and they've always let the other opposing team shoot the 3. But You look at what Grant Williams did to him. You look at what Jaylen Brown did to him that first game. Horford then went off in another game. I mean, they just had a lot of guys, different guys do different things to him on different nights along with Tatum.
Well, early in the series, Gary, people were asking me and pointing out that they didn't believe Boston could sustain three-point shooting
correct
long enough, often enough,
yeah,
to win four games. Well, correct. You know, maybe that calculus is starting to change, because my answer to them was, if we were talking about Golden State, you would not say that, because you know they can do it. Well, if they can do it, why can't another team figure out how to do it? And I suggest that Boston change that calculus in this seven-game series.
Jim, it's always a pleasure having you. I mean, truly just amazing. I just think that Bucks fans, sometimes I know they want their team to win, but sometimes we just don't look at the 4-for-33 shooting. But I'm going to get away from that a little bit. And I'm going to also think about Giannis looked like he was spent. He was tired. It looked like Holiday was tired. They play a lot of minutes, but they still, to me, had a chance to win. And it probably goes back to when they had a big lead in game six and didn't sustain it. So I think the thing they're kicking themselves with, how do we get better in making open, wide open, uncontested shots? Because Boston made theirs and the Bucks just didn't make theirs.
Leroy, why am I hearing the garbage truck beeping while it's backing up? It's backing up to 2 years ago when people said he wasn't using his stars, wasn't playing them enough minutes.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
2 years ago, he wasn't using people properly. He wasn't using Giannis enough. Well, Giannis plays 43 minutes yesterday. Holiday played 41 minutes, just under that. Giannis is missing layups. Point blank layups at the end of that game, at the end of a long season, a long playoffs, a long seven game series. What's the answer? Do we go back to 2 years ago and we say you're not playing enough, or now do we say playing too much? I mean, I'm lost on that one. I think those are very critical decisions, and I think a lot of things go into those decisions. And again, the team has to look at that and figure out. But we can't say something 2 years ago and then come back and blast it 2 years later, I don't think.
But what about this? And I said this last week, and part of me thinks it did come to fruition there after the first quarter with Giannis to a certain degree, and that is part of the reason why it's so difficult to repeat in the NBA is because the season is so blasted long for one, and then you get a couple months to recuperate, and then you go back and you try to do it again. That's why, you know, the Bulls going 3 years in a row and then being off and then going 3 years in a row again was so impressive, because these guys have a lot of wear and tear. And then you put Drew Holiday in the Olympics right after that and ask him to go out there and do the same thing again. Do you think any of that factored into the fatigue?
Well, and the short turnaround after a July finish last year, right?
Yep.
And, you know, we're talking about three, and I've used this term before, you know I've said it, your regular seasons. It's hard to figure all of this out, because everything has been just, you know, so outside the box for 3 years in the NBA. I'm not sure how you calculate anything anymore. But all of that is true. I think, you know, you need great talent, health and luck to win a championship. The Bucks didn't have enough of all three of those this year. And, you know, it is hard to repeat. And I think some of that is mental. I think this team had the kind of dedication and resolve that could have allowed them to repeat. But this was an odd season. The NBA, we talked about this the last time we visited. The NBA went through a record number of players. The Bucks had a lot of players come through. Did that take a little time away from practice for veterans and champions to do different things while they were trying to get new players integrated into the system? I don't know. But, you know, it's such a complex riddle to first win a championship and secondly to repeat. I mean, it's really hard to do.
Jim, I want to look at the landscape of the NBA. Do you think it's still going to be heavily driven by free agency? Teams have to make these decisions. These players got to opt out or not. Or do you think, because it seemed like that waters down the draft a little bit because, you know, so many teams are trying to go for it, which is fine, but you have teams in turmoil like, you know, the Lakers. Do you think these teams need to maybe go back to put more emphasis on the draft and the combines? Or do you think most of these teams are going to the luxury tax and just try to sign as many superstars as possible just to make it into the playoffs?
Well, Leroy, I think it depends on the situation, and I think we can just talk about the Bucks in that regard. They're in a spot where I think they have to decide now. They have the 24th pick in the draft. Do they use that pick to continue to try and win now with Giannis, or do they start? When do they start to think about 3 and 4 years from now and what they have to do moving forward? Mm-hmm. I think the tendency is probably to use a player like Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and do whatever you can to win another one in the next few years. That's probably the way I would fall on this, but you're constantly evaluating where you are. If I am correct in what I read, Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton have player options. Brooke Lopez has an expiring contract and Chris Middleton is extension eligible. So, okay. Those four decisions alone are going to be critical to the Bucks next year and the year after that. So it's going to be fascinating to see which way they go. That's just one example, and every team has to figure that out. If you're losing games, you know, the way the Bucks did for so many years, it's less critical. But now you have to decide, do we go for the here and now, or do we have to start, and when do we have to start thinking about beyond the here and now?
But wouldn't you think, Jim, that they just run it back? I mean, I don't know who they deemed it. Well, I would say the nucleus would be the big three or whatever you call that, and that would be Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday, and then you add from there. But because you didn't have Middleton, wouldn't it be safe to say that you got Middleton, if you had Middleton in this series, that the Bucks win the series, and then you run it back because you didn't have him?
I would agree with that. I would say that they would have probably been the better team at this point in time in seven games. I thought Boston was very capable of doing what they've done. And frankly, I think they're capable of winning the whole thing. But yes, the Bucks would have been much stronger with Chris Middleton. I don't think that's debatable at all. And of course, with him being extension eligible, you're talking about money now. That's another big chunk of change that the Bucks have to figure out. And then how much do you have left to fill in the gaps and all of that. You had four players yesterday in the rotation that scored a total of 6 points. I don't think one game will dictate how you look at them and what you decide, but, you know, you have to look at everything. And, you know, it'll be fascinating to see what happens, you know, how they decide to play this. They have some young players that I think can develop in the next year or two, and we'll just have to see what decisions are made. But it's hard to keep a group together. You know, when the window's open for a team, that window automatically is closing as soon as it's open, right?
Right. Yep.
And then you have to control the speed of the closure, and that's where the Bucks are right now. The team isn't getting younger. The key players aren't getting younger. So all of that factors into the decisions. I'm glad I'm not a general manager. John Horst has a very difficult job.
I'm glad I'm not the general manager either, and we can just sit on the sideline and kind of talk about this stuff. And one thing that we're getting a lot today, Jim, is – the Bucks giving up a lot of threes, and it seems like that's their deal. That's Budenholzer's deal. That's the way they coach it. They pack the lane. You look at Grant Williams shot a lot of threes. What's your thoughts on maybe the Bucks are Bud rectifying how he does things defensively?
Well, I think that, you know, I mentioned the calculus of that earlier,
right.
And I do think that the math that they have boiled all of that down to is sound most of the time. I think you maybe from this point they have to say, okay, if it's not working the way we think it should according to the math, then we have to have a backup plan and do something different. But you're going to use that, what, 5, 6, 8 times during the regular season? And maybe, you know, in a series in the playoffs, if the Bucks had gotten to Golden State this year in the finals, they would have had to face it again, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't a lot of teams that can do what Golden State does frequently and what Boston just did. So I think the math is still probably sound, but I'll bet they'll be looking at how sound it is and if they have to have some kind of a wrinkle to adjust when it's not going according to their math.
All right, thanks for coming on, Jim. Really appreciate it. Jim Paschke, retired Bucks play-by-play announcer. Follow him on Twitter at Pasketball. What does Jim Paschke do now for the rest of the summer? Are you still doing stuff with the Bucks at all on the side, or what do you got going on?
Well, I have done a few things, just enough for my taste and probably theirs during the regular season. And if they ask, I'll obviously be involved in any way that they need me to be. We have 5 months until training camp opens, so it won't be quite as exciting without Bucks basketball, but we have a couple of rounds left to watch in the NBA, so I'll be doing that, and I'll figure it out in June.
It's a beautiful thing. Here's Jim Paschke.
That's a great life.
Have a good summer, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate being on.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jim Paschke. I'm the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fife, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler here as well. The Hall of Famer, the one and only Leroy Butler. Hey, let me tell you about my friends over at the Rawhide Youth Services. Gary and Leroy know all about them as well. Rawhide was started back in 1965 with the help of Bart and Sherry Starr. Rawhide has been helping at-risk youth in our communities ever since. Donating your used car or truck to Rawhide Youth Services makes a huge impact for today, tomorrow, and for the future. And I know I've had family members donate cars to Rawhide. They come pick it right up from your driver or whatever, where, you know, maybe you got some miles on it, maybe you have an engine problem, whatever the case may be, and you're just like, I don't want to spend more money into this thing. I'm done. Okay, great. No big deal. Then call up Rawhide, go to the website, rawhide.org, and they'll gladly take it off of your hands for you. It's a beautiful thing. And when you donate to Rawhide, they handle your donation directly versus using a third-party reseller. So all the funds they receive from your donation stays in the state of Wisconsin to help build stronger families and better communities. It really is a no-brainer. Call them today, 1-800-RAWHIDE, or go to rawhide.org. Again, that's 1-800-RAWHIDE. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler talking about this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. And don't forget, anytime we talk about the Bucks, it's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer to your Milwaukee Bucks, and to... See, how something stuck in his throat. You okay?
You need you know Heimlich? That's my official
grocer. You need Adam to give you the Heimlich? What's wrong?
Child, please.
I just want to make
sure.
If it
was anybody in, I'd rather him do it than you again.
Well, it's a Heimlich. It's not, we're not talking about mouth-to-mouth here. Settle down.
Well, I definitely will have him over you and Gary. Can y'all if you want to film it?
Thanks.
And then, I'm just saying, you know, if I had to choose between Gary and Steve,
yeah. They're going to have it all on Instagram. To the Milwaukee Bucks and to Leroy Butler.
Flailing away.
Yeah.
Adam coming. He shaved his beard, too.
You did. Oh, he did. All nice and clean cut. Yeah.
Hair's going next.
You're shaving your head next?
I want to shave it, but it needs a cut bad. Oh,
okay. Man, you better be glad you got that good hair. Don't be cutting.
Oh, I know it. This thing flows very naturally, and I'm very lucky to have it.
There you go.
Flows.
I like that.
Very naturally.
I just like when he speaks, man. He's
yeah.
A good guy, man.
Yeah, talking is a big thing. hey, what was the most frustrating thing from yesterday's Bucks loss? We'll continue to talk about that Bucks loss from yesterday. It seems like George Hill is the number one thing. We'll talk about it more. God. Coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't change that dial.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.